inside the University of Arkansas Health, Physical Education, and Recreation Building, or the Hyper, as it is commonly called, you'll find a natatorium on the bottom level of the building. On this warm June afternoon, there are several children from a summer camp cooling off at the west end of the pool, where the impossibly tall diving boards are located. At the other end of the pool, members of the Razorback swimming team are training for the U.S. Olympic trials, which begin today in Omaha, Nebraska. Upcoming senior Chelsea Franklin has qualified for the Olympic trials for the second time in her career. Chelsea is one of 10 current Razorbacks and one future student athlete who has qualified for this year's Olympic trials. She says the fans are one of the best parts of participating in this event.
Olympic trials is a great thing to get to experience. You go there and it's almost like you're at a football game or a baseball game, something that swimming doesn't exactly get to experience very often, because I mean, we have probably 30 people in our stands for our home meets, whereas you go to the football stadium and there are like 60,000. So we get a chance to compete at a level that we don't usually get to see, and see supporters that we don't usually get to see. So it's that in itself is a great experience. Plus, like, the outside veneers that come in, and like Speedo puts on like an amazing show and has so much stuff to like show you in their new lines of suits, and you just get to see a lot that like you wouldn't normally see at a club swim meet, where it's usually the parents of the kids showing up. Here, it's true fans of swimming and true fans of the Olympics. So that's kind of exciting to, like, witness.
Chelsea is a Florida native who has been swimming for the Razorbacks since 2009. She had a standout sophomore year with 3 school records, 2 facility records, and a 7th place finish at the 2011 NCAA Championships. At this year's championships, she placed 10th in the 1,650-meter freestyle. During this week's trials, she'll compete in the 400 and 800 meter freestyle, and her attitude toward this meet is slightly different from 4 years ago.
When I went in 2008, I cold turkeyed it. I just was like, oh, I just want to go. Like, I'm not really swimming right now. I was having back problems, so I had taken some time off. I was like, no, I'm just going to go for the experience because I know it'll help me in the future. So now there's a little more pressure leading up, not to make the team, but to swim well. There's a lot more pressure because I've been training well up until, like, the event, and there's expectations of best times, and there's expectations to move up in places. So that's a lot different than the first time.
Chelsea says it will be great to swim 2 events this time around. At the previous trials, she only swam the 400 freestyle. She explains that it took her 6 years to meet the Olympic trial cut time for the 800 free. Chelsea was about a second off from the qualifying time for about 3 years. She says she missed prom and some other important high school events to go to meets and try and get the time, which she did last year.
Just doing the little things right, like having a good start or having good turns or throwing up your legs on the last 50 or the last 100 instead of the last 25, and just kind of mentally preparing yourself and being like, you have to do it this time. Like, there's not another time for you to qualify. Like, it's either now or it's never.
The Razorback swim team has had Olympians in the past, and there's a place on the east wall of the indoor pool area where their photos hang. Canadian Cheryl McCartan became the first Razorback to reach the Olympics when she swam for her native country in 1984. Other former Razorbacks have represented countries around the world, including Slovakia, Hungary, Iceland, and Malaysia. Of the Razorback swimmers who qualified this year, only 6 are expected to travel to Omaha, including upcoming junior Nicole Menzel. During her freshman year, she picked up 10 first-place finishes. The South Carolina native will be cheering on her team throughout the week until she competes in her event, the 800 freestyle, which is scheduled for later in the week. She nearly qualified for the 400 free, but says she was 1/100th of a second off the cut time. Since school has ended, she says the team has maintained the same training schedule, which makes it easier for her to stay in the rhythm of swimming. She hasn't ruled out qualifying for the 2016 Olympic trials, so she's looking to use this year's experience to help her better prepare for next time.
I don't really have any expectations. I think it's going to be a great experience, and I'm just thrilled that I was able to qualify and go. And I just want to, like, go best time and just embrace it all.
Assistant coach Todd Mann says in 2008, only four swimmers qualified for the Olympic trials. So more than doubling that number in 2012 is a step in the right direction. However, he notes that only a select few can make the U.S. Olympic team.
5% of entire United States swimming body make the meet, and then 2% of that actually make the team. So, no, there's no pressure on these guys. They're just going to go out. We're going to go up there, race, have fun, enjoy the experience, and whatever happens, happens.
Chelsea and Nicole are training hard, but they understand that they must manage their expectations.
Of course, like every swimmer when they're a little kid wants to make the team, but you kind of hit a point in your career where you become realistic with yourself and you're like, I'm probably not going to make it, but I want to go and do my best and like gain that experience, especially like swimming in college. It helps going to the SEC conference, which is one of the biggest conferences for swimming. So being able to get the experience outside where you're swimming in front of however many people in that crowd, and then going to SECs doesn't seem so big and you don't get so nervous, when really it really counts at SECs. That's when you want to do your best. That's when you want to represent not only yourself but your school. So having that experience kind of brings you back to, it helps more with like the little situations instead. So yeah, not really going to the Olympics.
Like you said, like it becomes more realistic. Like you're like, oh, when you're little, you want to make the team. But as you grow up, I feel like just like qualifying to go to Olympic trials is like your ultimate goal, kind of. Like that's enough. That's a huge accomplishment in itself. And that, I mean, I know that was like my main goal.
The U.S. Olympic swim team trials begin today and will run through July 2nd in Omaha, Nebraska. For a schedule of events, visit usaswimming.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grahada.